goes on.
Here we are, Jimmy. What's up?
I didn't redo the intro for this, man. Maybe we'll do a new video for this one, too.
Greg, I haven't played Fight Forever on Switch yet. I'm sorry, my friend.
I haven't either. I want to get it, though. Though I'm not a big gamer, but my favorite game ever is No Mercy for the N64. And everybody tells me yes. So I'm going to get it. I just haven't got around to it yet. So
what system would you get it on?
Nintendo Switch, because that's what my kids play in our family room.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'll get it.
You can also get it on Steam as well.
Do you want to do like a play-along or something? Can we do something like that on this?
I mean, I don't have a Switch, and there's not... Oh, I have a Switch. I just don't have it on Switch. I have it on Steam and PlayStation 5, but...
Okay.
We could probably figure something out.
Yeah, that might be fun to do that. Maybe I'll kick your butt a bit on that.
I could bury you while you do terribly.
I don't play games. Yeah, it's been years since I played games. So
somebody said, took a trip to Niagara Falls, Jimmy. It was raining, but still fun.
Good. So I saw Denise went. I saw Will Washington went. I told both of them about the tax. I don't know if they listened or not, but Redmond Survivor, if you ever go again, there's a bullshit tourism tax. Don't pay it. Tell them to remove it. I told them to call the police. So do what you got to do, because it's bullshit.
What do you got for the list goes on, Jimmy?
So about John Cena, there was something that I forgot to mention that I want your take on, as far as this whole promo goes and the whole trying to get WrestleMania in the UK. Their television deal in the UK expires next year, at the end of next year. Mm-hmm. And I can't help but wonder if there was a correlation between trying to get a major PLE in the region and, you know, locking up the best negotiation they can on a new deal. But like you said, if they've already kind of, if they're wrapping up 2025, they're going to want to lock up a new TV deal within the next 6 to 8 months. So unless they can look for 2026 within the next 6 to 8 months, it's probably unlikely, but that is coming up. Imagine the negotiations if they had WrestleMania in their back pocket in getting a new deal. So,
yeah, I mean that, so I don't think it's an accident. Actually, I know it's not. WWE straight up told me. I did a story on it. I don't got to hide that now. It is not an accident that they had a WWE pay-per-view in prime time in the UK right around the time they're doing, they're about to do media rights there too.
Right.
Because they're saying, look what you can have.
Right.
Look what we can bring to you type of
thing. Right. 100%. Yeah. I mean, Cena's promo was really effective. It really worked.
Oh, it really was. Yeah.
So, okay. Let's talk a little bit of NXT. Have you seen NXT yet this week?
I have not.
So I have only been able to see one match so far, and it was the Underground match. And that match, Eddie Thorpe and Damon Kemp, that is what Raw Underground should have been.
It was very true. I saw that. I did see that.
Very Bloodsport-esque and very physical. And at one point when Kemp, he gave Thorpe a belly-to-belly from the ring to the floor, because there's no ropes, right? So he gave him a belly-belly, and that, like, very physical, that move. And I like the finish. The finish was a referee stoppage, because he kept on striking him in the head with elbows.
Yes.
I thought that was very interesting. Gable Steveson looked great, too. He, like, went to Suplex City afterwards. He's tossing everybody all over the place.
Yes.
I liked that segment a lot, and I hope we see more of that. Again, that's how Raw Underground should have been. What were your thoughts on, since you saw it, what were your thoughts on the way that they put together the Underground match?
I love it. I knew there were going to be some people that are like, oh, this again. I liked that stuff. It's funny because I could tell who had actually had training based on the Raw Underground stuff. Like when Marina Shafir and Jessamyn Duke rolled in there, you're like, oh, okay, that's why they got signed. I thought that was pretty cool. I thought it was different. Do something different with NXT. See what else they got. I thought it was very, very cool. But this is Rama. I agree. Shane Creeds are getting called up, and Ivy Nile is probably staying down there. Well, I want to see Ivy Nile in this situation now. That's what
that's
I want to see.
That's interesting. I'd like to see her come up with the Creeds. I think that would be cool.
I would too.
Yeah.
I would too.
But let's talk about the Creeds. So they lost that Loser Leaves NXT match to the Dyad. It looks to me like they're going to go to Raw, because the last team from NXT, Pretty Deadly, went to SmackDown. But what do you think? Do you think Raw bound or SmackDown bound? I think Raw.
It depends. If they want them to work with a team that they can learn from, I would put them on Raw, because you've got Otis and Gable there. I think that would be cool. I mean, who knows? Maybe there'll be new Alpha Academy guys.
Which should be freaking awesome. Yeah.
It would be very awesome.
Yeah.
And then they sort of overtake the Alpha Academy or yeah, I think that would be kind of cool.
Yeah. And interesting. Like I know Julius Creed kind of gets a lot of the attention because he looks like a world champion and he might become a world champion, but as a team, they're really cool. And speaking of Alpha Academy, I said something on Twitter that pissed off some people, but I'm sticking with it because I know what Vince McMahon likes. Maxine Dupri is a future women's champion. She is a future women's
champion.
Yes, I'm not saying next week.
Sure.
But she is a future women's champion because she has the aesthetic that Vince McMahon likes. I think that she has fit in with Alpha Academy like a glove. I think she's been a phenomenal addition to Alpha Academy. And she was over on Raw, man. She was over.
Yeah.
So Maxine Dupri is going to be a future world champion, women's champion.
Interesting. Well, I will say NXT is doing a good job sort of separating itself a little bit because that one of the things I love so much about NXT that made it sell out arenas was it was different than what you saw on Monday nights.
Right. Right. All right. Last thing on my list is Judgment Day. This feels like a Vince McMahon thing where he likes to break up teams all the time. We saw subtle hints of dissension in the past where Balor would kind of look at Damian Priest and give him a look. Now the dissension is obvious. Do you think that they're going to break up Judgment Day? Because I think it's too soon, and I think that Rhea Ripley and Dominic in particular have been really, really entertaining. Do you think they're going to split up Judgment Day, or do you think that it's going to be a slow burn where there's going to be dissension but no official split for a while?
I think it should be dissension. I think Judgment Day needs to stay together. It has been so beneficial for everybody involved.
Yes.
FightfulSelect.com, where you guys are at right now, had that story on Monday that aged really great about how much WWE was just in love with Judgment Day. I think you ride this a little bit longer. What this became was so special. I've said it's WWE's Bullet Club. WWE has like six Bullet Club people on their roster, but this is WWE's Bullet Club, is Judgment Day. They went from being the creepy brood knockoff to being WWE's Bullet Club. And it's great. They've got personality and good work and championship reigns and big moments and comedy. They've got a little bit of everything that you look for. And I think that Damian Priest sort of emerging when Dominic's getting the biggest reactions. Rhea's the real top dog there. But Finn Balor is like the head guy because he's a former Universal Champion. Mm-hmm. And now that's being threatened by Damian Priest. Who's got the briefcase. I want to see it play out. I want to see them sort of swerve everybody. And all this is a ruse to help get Judgment Day the championship. I'm loving these new age teams, like especially like Britt Baker and Jamie Hayter and New Day that are like, no, we're ride or die for our team. Just because they succeed doesn't mean that we're going to get jealous.
Right.
Like, why would we not be there for them? Like, if Xavier Woods was in this position, Big E and Kofi are not going to turn on him. They're going to be like, no, he was there for us. So why aren't we there for him? I want to see that. That's what I want to see happen more.
Yeah, I agree. Horsemen.
Yep.
I agree. It's like because they can be successful individually, but then they're a cohesive unit. I agree. And I think that you could remove Finn Balor from the group and maybe bring in somebody else, keep the other three together, because the other three, Finn has always been the one that looked like maybe he didn't fit quite as much as the other three do together in the faction. Yeah. They could always pull Finn out, maybe put somebody else in there, but I would keep Priest and Rhea and Dominic together at the very least. Because like you just said, Dominic, people hate this. Some people, and I know Alex Pulaski hates this. Dominic Mysterio is he's got the most heat of any heel in all wrestling.
Yeah,
I mean, he does.
He does.
And whether you like it or not, he does. MJF would pay a lot of money for this kind of heat. You know what
I mean?
Did
you see all the heat Alex was getting for his Sour Graps review on Select?
No.
Somebody said, is there an option to turn this off? And I'm like, yeah, you can scroll past it. Like, it's the gimmick, guys. They're like, I'll tell you guys, one of the biggest turning points in my life on social media is when I realized that I truly don't give a fuck about what anybody else thinks about wrestling. You can like it, you can hate it, you can dislike something, you can like it. I ain't here to argue with you about how you feel about wrestling. If you're an absolute twat about it, I'll probably block you. If you're just a jerk about it, I'm probably going to get rid of you. But Alex is doing his thing on Sour Graps. If you don't like it, I understand. I have people say, why isn't there an AEW Sour Grapes? Well, because he likes
AEW. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No. It's every Wednesday.
But does he shit on AEW though? Dynamite?
Yes.
Does he?
Plenty.
Okay.
Plenty.
Okay.
All the time. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Very often. Anytime a Jericho segment pops up, my God.
I have seen that. I have
Jeff
seen
Jeff Jarrett all the time. Yes. Yeah, every time. Yeah. So if we ever get another host for AEW, we're almost certainly going to have Alex do a Sour Grapes Dynamite review here on Fightful Select. But yeah, I saw that and I was like, I get it. I mean, I loved the show, but if I got pissy over every show that Alex didn't like and I liked, well, then we wouldn't get along. And somebody says, can't do Sour Grapes, too snarky. Choose not to listen. Don't want negativity in my wrestling discourse. See what you guys are saying. Nothing wrong with that. I don't blame you. Nothing wrong with it. What I can say is Alex is a wonderful guy, and we're very lucky to have him.
And I'll tell you straight up, like there have been times, I've told you this before, there have been times back in the old Vince McMahon era of Raw, although it's still the Vince McMahon era of Raw, but when the show was really shitty, there'd be times that I would see a really shitty segment and I would chuckle because I'd be like, oh, what's Alex Pulaski going to say on Sour Grapes about this? I look at what Alex does as almost a character. So I look at it like if you're watching Sour Grapes, go into it knowing he's going to shit on it because that's kind of what Sour Grapes is. I don't take it personally or seriously at all. I look at it like that's what he does. That's what Sour Grapes is. But like you said, I mean, you know me anyway. I don't give a shit about trolls in general, but wrestling takes, I never get mad about that. You know what I mean?
So after Brawl Out last year, after I covered that, I made a personal commitment to tweet less and use my phone less outside of work.
Good for you.
I've tweeted like, I think, half as much were the numbers, and I've used my telephone about, I think the number that I looked on my Samsung app was 73% less since then.
Good.
Our subscriptions have dipped a little bit, but at the, you know, the sacrifice of my mental health, am I happy? Yeah, I'm way happier right now. I'm not as online relentlessly promoting every single thing that we do, which, you know, does come at a cost sometimes, but I'm a lot happier and our coverage is a lot better. Another major turning point for me, I was like, you know what? I'm probably just not going to bury a lot of stuff on Twitter anymore, like specific wrestling spots, because it would always get quote tweeted. People would pretend to be upset about it. I was like, they can come to my podcast. If they so badly want to hear the stuff that I dislike,
right,
as much as the stuff I like, they can come listen to the podcast and hear me in full context do that. And, for me, that created a much more positive experience. Now, still, I deal with assholes. I used to have people that say, well, you respond to all the hate. Buddy, I have not shown you guys a fraction of a percent of it. But I'll tell you what made me happy. Yesterday, a guy was being an absolute dickhead to me, Jimmy. And all I said was, your name is Peter. And he had a 12-hour meltdown on Independence Day, my friend. That's all I said was, your name is Peter.
Speaking of Independence Day, can you pull up Sean Waltman's tweet about his dog? Because I fucking howled when I read that. Can you find Sean Waltman's tweet?
I haven't seen this.
So I don't remember verbatim. He basically said, because of fireworks, Independence Day fireworks, he said, thanks to my neighbors for making it sound like a war zone outside my house. And he said something like, my dog was so nervous, he pissed an ass puddle next to my bed.
No,
something
no. Like that. He said he pissed a whole ass puddle next to my bed. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I just found that funny. I howled when he said that.
Well, guys, thank you all so much. I appreciate you guys. Thank you to everybody that I met in London. Hope to see you guys in Lexington. Actually, before I even see you guys in Lexington, I'll see some of you in Detroit. By God. Until next time, guys, we're out.